Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us.
To introduce Bridget from the United States, who takes LDN for ankylosing spondylitis, fibromyalgia, interstitial cystitis, and depression. Thank you for joining me, Bridget.
Thank you for having me.
Could you tell us when you first started to notice you had problems?
I was 10 years old. It was 1994, and I started having problems with my left hip, and as I ended up on crutches for 3 years then, and it started spreading to other joints, my other hip and my knees. And by the time I finished high school, I was pretty well half crippled, I'd say.
That must have been very difficult, being a small child and not being able to join in and play with the other children.
Yeah, that is definitely difficult. I was bullied a lot, and I learned a lot though, so I don't really regret it.
Mhm. So what happened then?
Well, I finally received a diagnosis when I was 21, 11 years later, of ankylosing spondylitis and secondary fibromyalgia that they say was caused by the ankylosing spondylitis. And I've had depression pretty much since my hip went out when I was a kid, because, you know, that's definitely a trigger for that. And then I believe the interstitial cystitis was in part caused by the medications that I was on earlier in life, the methotrexate and such.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of bad side effects from the methotrexate and Remicade and Enbrel. And so I'm extremely glad to be off of those now.
So what would you say your life was like on a score of 1 to 10 before LDN, and 10 being the best?
Before LDN, I was living at a 3, a 4 or 5 on good days, and those good days were only during warm weather and things like that. I lived around my pain, and I planned my day around my pain, and I didn't sleep much. It was very hard to sleep, and since LDN, I am able to sleep every night, and I don't wake up in tears from the pain anymore, and my quality of life has doubled at least. Now my life is 6 to 10.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we can just find out the whole picture before LDN, and we'll talk about LDN later, your pain levels,
okay,
what were they like prior to LDN?
On a good day, I would be at a 6 or a 7, and bad days were 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I cried a lot. And the depression, of course. You know, when you're hurting that badly, it's extra hard on the depression front. And I was taking a lot of medications for depression and anxiety, as well as for the pain. I had a long-term relationship with Vicodin and Tramadol and Percocet, and I had side effects from those. I think the medications I was on contributed to a car accident I was in, because I was so foggy from the medications. I wasn't thinking clearly.
Yeah.
And I lost jobs. I kept whittling down my employment until I really just couldn't do anything anymore. I couldn't write anymore. My hands were in too much pain for writing or drawing. And it was, the rheumatologist told me that I was on track to be wheelchair bound by age 30. And that was a really tough prognosis to face. I bought my first cane when I was 19.
Okay, so, I mean, you're painting a very, very black picture there. It must have been very, very difficult. How did you hear about LDN?
A friend of my father's, her dad began taking it for Parkinson's, and she was so impressed by it, and she knew that we had autoimmune problems in our family, and she told my father about it. So it took me a couple of years to get to where I was ready to try it. First, I tried prednisone, methotrexate, Remicade, and Enbrel, indomethacin, large quantities of steroids and anti-inflammatories. And when I had been on a triple dose of immunosuppressants at the same time and ended up sicker from the side effects than from the ailments I was taking them for, I decided it was time to try something different. So I asked my doctor if he would prescribe LDN for me, and he said no, and I tried my general practitioner and my rheumatologist, and I was turned down, and it didn't look like I was going to be able to get it. But then we called the compounding pharmacy and asked them which doctors in the area prescribed it. So I made an appointment with the local doctor who did prescribe it.
Mm-hmm.
And paid cash out of pocket for that. I paid $300 for that first appointment. And he's an osteopath, a DO. And he said, sure, let's give it a try. And I paid out of pocket for it, got off of the opiates I was taking and the immunosuppressants I was taking. And I was scared to get off of the opiates, of course. I think everyone is when they face that. But I got through that and got through the withdrawals. And when I started taking LDN, the results were noticeable within a week. Other people were noticing how much better I was moving and how much happier I looked, and started mentioning it to me and saying, wow, you know, you look really good. What have you done differently? You know, what's changed? You know, did you fall in love? And within 2 weeks, I wasn't using my walker or my cane anymore. And I have to say that for me, the results were nothing short of fantastic.
And what are your pain levels like now?
My pain levels now are cut in half, at least.
Mm-hmm.
On a good day, I'm a 2 or 3, and I haven't had pain above, probably like a 7 in years. And my average every day, I would say, is 3 to 4. And even when I overdo it and I send myself into a flare from doing too much, let's say I go horseback riding or I get carried away in the garden and really wear myself out, the sort of thing that before LDN would be an unbearable flare that lasted for weeks and put me in a wheelchair, now is maybe hours or maybe a couple of days on my cane or on crutches. And my wheelchair is actually just collecting dust right now. I haven't used it in years.
Oh, it's amazing.
And so one of the big improvements that I've seen is the duration and the intensity of the flares when I overdo it or when weather moves in or, you know, the things that would set me off. The flares are just, by comparison, tiny and extremely short-lived.
Mm-hmm.
And I heal so much faster now.
So what would you rate your quality of life like now on the score of 1 to 10, 10 being the best?
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not an Olympian or anything. I'm not out there working a 40-hour week and then coming home to clean the house. Like, I wish I could, but I am... My quality of life is 7 at least. I can play with my daughter. I can go horseback riding every so often. I can garden, and I don't have to stay in bed with the heating pad all winter, and I get a good night's sleep every night, and that alone by itself is a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my depression is definitely improved. The number of medications I take has been cut in half, and just, you know, I got to dance with my husband at our wedding.
Oh.
And I never thought I would be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we have danced several times since then.
Good. And you were telling me about the gynecological problems and having your daughter.
Yes. When we got pregnant in 2008, I decided I wanted to stay on the LDN no matter what. And since I had had miscarriages before, it was deemed a high-risk pregnancy, and so I was seeing a perinatologist. And he asked me all about LDN, and he researched it, and he said if I wanted to stay on it, that was cool, and he was very interested in watching what would happen. And the pregnancy went extremely well. It was the first time I've been able to carry to term. And the perinatologist told me that he thinks LDN is the reason my daughter is alive, that's why she wasn't a miscarriage like the others. And she was born happy and healthy, full term. Everything went great. Natural birth, which I didn't think I could do with, you know, with my sacroiliac half fused. I was terrified that it was all going to go wrong, but it went really well. And I nursed her for almost a year, and the entire time she was nursing, she was also reaping the benefits of the LDN, and she didn't get so much as a sniffle the entire time. She was the healthiest, happiest baby around, and especially since she was born in the fall and everyone gives you the whole panic about respiratory infections with a newborn, and everyone was really impressed by her immune system and how well we did.
Well, that's truly an amazing, remarkable story. Thank you very much for sharing it with us.
Thank you. I just can't say enough good stuff about LDN. I really can't. I tease my husband that if it came down to LDN or him, that he would really have a run for his money. I consider it to be I'm pretty much married to LDN. I'm never going off of it ever. If I had no insurance and if I had to take only one medication, that is what I would pick. I would pick LDN hands down, no matter what, because I don't have any side effects from it. The only thing I ever noticed was I don't drink alcohol after taking my LDN at night because it gets me super drunk. So that's really the only side effect type thing I've had in, 2007, almost 7 years now. Mm-hmm. So I love it, and I'm never going back, ever. And I will crusade for it for the rest of my life.
Oh, thank you, Bridget. I'd like to introduce Sarah, who's going to read Lily's story for us. And Lily has ME and fibromyalgia. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you. I wanted to share my journey with LDN in the hope that it might help others who are suffering, as with ME and fibromyalgia. I was finally diagnosed with ME 6 years ago after 15 years of struggling to get a diagnosis. I've been mostly housebound during this 21 plus years, and at times bedbound as well. I would say that I've been very ill with it. I have tried many treatments during the intervening years in the hopes of getting some part of my life back and an easing of the constant pain I deal with. However, nothing helped. Indeed, I would say that in almost all cases it made me worse and often left me with empty pockets. If you read the symptom list for ME, I had most of those symptoms to some degree or other. I had kind of reached a point of no return 18 months ago. The pain was growing. I didn't think that was possible. And the symptoms were overwhelming me all the time. I had no quality of life. My breathing was desperate, and often I would hyperventilate. The illness had reached into all systems in my body. My brain and heart were badly affected, and I was unable to walk. Truly, everything I did was either painful or had consequences. The point of no return was to get my affairs in order and blow this mortal coil. I know that sounds terrible and drastic, but I was done. Then I saw an article for LDN and felt it had to be worth one more try. And here I am, 64 weeks later, still here. I do rest every afternoon, but I'm able to get out of bed for the rest of the time. I'm not able to get out yet, but I can see a point in the future when this might well happen. The pain is still bad, but on a scale of 1 to 10, where it always used to be 100, it is now mostly 8, a big difference. My IBS is easing all the time, and the bouts are longer between. I have not had an infection for 6 months. Wow. I was getting them all the time just prior to starting the LDN. The metallic taste in my mouth is gone, as has a swollen tongue sensation that was so unpleasant. My gums are not bleeding anymore. I have no rashes or sores on my body. My eyes and ears are less prone to infection and pain. Rather than list all the symptoms that have improved or at least not become worse, I will say that overall there is a very big change in my symptoms, and I intend sticking with it and no longer feel that my life is not worth living. And whilst I'm still not able to perform daily tasks and do normal things, I am very hopeful. My husband has been my carer, and he has seen such an improvement that he has started taking LDN for his psoriasis and is seeing an improvement in the severity of the symptoms and the frequency of it. I also could not have written this letter pre-LDN. I would be happy for you to use this if it will help others, but I am not as yet able to speak it myself. I am delighted with the outcome of taking LDN for myself and can really see a time in the not too distant future when I might actually be able to do something for fun, when for 20 plus years it has been dire and miserable and painful and much, much more.
Thank you, Sarah. I'd like to introduce Sarah from England, who takes LDN for fibromyalgia and Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Thank you for joining me, Sarah.
Thank you.
Could you tell us when you first started to notice your symptoms?
I had severe symptoms that started around 2009 after I'd had my twin girls. But I noticed symptoms as a child. I just didn't realise what the symptoms were.
So what was it you were experiencing as a child?
As a child, I was experiencing what my mum called growing pains. I suppose, but these growing pains were just sort of aching muscles. So much so as a child, I would have to take paracetamol for them. Also stiffness in my hands. Some days I would go to school and I wasn't able to write. I just thought this was part of being a child. I thought that was normal.
Mhm. And what was it like as you got older?
Well, as I say, I wasn't properly diagnosed with fibromyalgia until August 2011, but from about 2009 I was in severe pain.
Mm-hmm.
I started to become completely debilitated, just very sort of stiff. I was on painkillers around the clock. I wasn't able to sleep on my mattress for pain, but I just believed that this was because I was on a mattress that was too hard for me. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't able to do the normal things, I would say, for somebody of my age group, which was about 31-year-old at the time.
Right. So what were your symptoms like before you had your girls? How was your life before?
Well, I would have just classed my life as sort of normal. I was very active. I was a very happy person, jolly. I did have some symptoms, but as I say, I thought they were just niggling symptoms. They weren't anything that, you know, I would have classed as serious. I did suffer from quite a lot of infections as I went through life. But apart from that, I just always thought that was because I was on the inside. But basically, my life was really good. I was very, very happy. And I would have just called, you know, myself normal,
mm-hmm.
really.
So what happened after you had your twin girls?
Well, I started to develop the symptoms. As I say, I was in severe pain all over my body. I was only sleeping for about 2 hours through the night because of the pain. And I went through, as we thought it was the mattress, I went through 10 mattresses in a year trying to get a mattress that I could sleep on. It was very, very distressing. I was suffering from severe chronic fatigue. There were times when my legs would just collapse from under me and I was only able to crawl. And the symptoms that I had then sort of developed over a period of time start to include things like bladder irritation, had dizziness and spaciness. Quite often that was especially after I'd eaten food. I would constantly have rashes, brain fog, that very sick brain fog sometimes, immense stomach pain and gut pain. I had problems with my vision, very snowy vision, problems with concentration, and I couldn't literally tolerate any medications, any supplements, and eventually I couldn't tolerate food. And I had a period of time where I ended up completely couch bound.
Goodness.
Quite a while.
Mm. And how on earth did you manage with twins?
Very, very difficult, as we didn't have any family support. We ended up having to ask for help from the children's services, but they could only provide 2 hours help a week, which really didn't really help that much, to be honest. My husband had to work from home for a while. Luckily, he had a very understanding employer who let him work from home just to keep an eye on me, to help me look after the girls. It was very, very difficult. I had to force myself to go out with the girls, even if I wasn't even sure if I could make it to where I wanted to go, because I was so, my legs were so tired and my body felt so tired.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the symptoms developed further. Also, you know, at a later date, they did get worse than that as well. And at one point, we just thought, I'm going to have to, I had to give up work, obviously, while I was so ill. And I thought I was going to have to claim benefits to be able to survive financially.
Mm-hmm. So what were your symptoms like before you started LDN? You said they'd advanced.
Yeah, they did. They developed further into muscle spasms, muscle twitching. I was struggling with breathlessness and nausea. I had hair loss, extreme concentration problems, so much so that I couldn't even concentrate to make a meal sometimes. Or I'd walk into a room in the house, I didn't really know what I was doing in there. I had weight loss. I went down to around 5 stone. I had quite, as I say, memory loss. I couldn't focus my eyes. Sometimes I couldn't see who I was looking at. I was constantly sleepy. I needed to sleep. Well, I would have just slept all the time. If it hadn't been for the fact that I had to keep going for my girls, I would have literally just went to bed and just stayed there. I had a lot of fluid retention, and especially around the eyes. I had menstrual problems, periods every 2 weeks, had quite severe headaches, and I was completely intolerant to the cold. I had severe depression and visual disturbances with my eyes. I could see things in the corners of my eyes that moved. And I just basically, from a personal level, I honestly thought I was waiting to die. I wanted to die. And people around me thought I was literally going to die. I was so ill.
Mm-hmm.
I also had an autoantibody level of about 113, but that wasn't found until a private test was done on my thyroid later.
Yeah. And how did you hear about LDN?
Well, the doctors were at a complete loss of how to treat me. And the only thing that could treat me for was the depression and with sleeping tablets, which were okay, but I couldn't really tolerate the medications very well. So I've been researching myself since I was diagnosed. I was researching, my husband's a nutritional therapist, so he has a lot of books in our library, so I was looking through them all the time. And I had one book that was about a gentleman that suffered from Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And in that book, he mentioned low-dose naltrexone and how it had the ability to reduce autoantibodies back to almost zero for some people, and also how it was able to rid people with fibromyalgia symptoms, rid people with fibromyalgia of most of their symptoms. And then it wasn't until a later date that I came across it really by accident on the internet while I was looking at some other medication. And once I read about what it was supposed to do, I just knew straight away that I really wanted to try it. Mm-hmm. I knew that was supposed to help with all the four areas that were involved with fibromyalgia, the cognitive symptoms, the pain, the fatigue, and the depression. So I thought, well, this is something I really must try if I can get hold of it.
Did you have a problem obtaining a prescription?
Yes, I did initially. My consultant wouldn't prescribe it for me as he had no experience of using it, but he did say he was happy to refer me to someone who had experience, but I didn't know of anybody at that time. I went to my GP and she said there was absolutely no way she was going to prescribe it, as it was not licensed for the use of fibromyalgia. I offered her information to read and to advise her that she could if she felt it was of therapeutic benefit, but still the answer was absolutely not. Eventually, I went through the LDN Trust and I spoke to a very kind lady there, and she recommended a doctor to me, and he gave me a consultation over the telephone and he issued a prescription that day to me.
And where do you get your prescription filled?
I get it filled at Dixon's Chemist in Glasgow, mm-hmm. and I find that that's an absolutely extremely efficient service. It's all done over the internet. The payments are taken care of in the same way, and my LDN is delivered to me in good time every month. And if there's a holiday period, they make sure that you're covered for that holiday period. And I think it's the most efficient service I've ever came across. Fantastic.
That's good. And how long have you been taking LDN now?
I've been taking LDN for 7 months.
Mm-hmm. And how has it helped your conditions?
Well, on a personal level, it has relieved nearly all of my symptoms, and there was a very long list of them, as you've heard. Mm-hmm. And I believe that it's allowed my body and my mind to heal over time. It's on a medical level, I've had my autoantibodies checked after 6 months, and they've reduced from 113 to within the normal range, which I think is below 30. So I don't know the exact number, but they're within the normal range. So that's fantastic proof for me personally that it's working mm-hmm. as it should. And as I say, it's all of my symptoms are just about relieved.
Wow.
I'm living a normal life. Well, what I would call normal for me.
Yeah.
A normal life.
Did you experience any side effects when you first started?
When I first started it, I had a sleep disturbance for about a week, mm-hmm. Which was fine because I was quite used to having sleep disturbances anyway. And the only other thing I would say I noticed was whilst I was trying to find the correct level for me to take, the correct amount, if I took too much, I would feel a little bit ill. I would have blue type symptoms and I would know that I needed to cut back. And I would try that again at a later date, and if it happened again, I would know that I'd taken too much. And I eventually levelled out on about 3 milligrams. And that's fine, that makes me feel well.
Mm-hmm.
But apart from the sleep disturbance, that there's no other side effect. The only thing is I do get a little bit of sleepiness through the day, but that could be from another medication that I take. Which is just paroxetine, an antidepressant, which is known to cause sleepiness anyway. So I can't say that's exclusively from LDN. So as far as I'm concerned, the only real one was the sleep disturbance for a week.
Mm-hmm. So will you continue to take LDN?
Yes, as long as it's available to me and as long as it's still working, I'll hopefully take it for the rest of my life if I can.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to stop taking it as long as I feel well.
What would you say to other people who've got fibromyalgia or Hashimoto's thyroiditis who are contemplating trying LDN?
Well, I would say that the side effects of LDN are so low in comparison to other drugs that are given for fibromyalgia particularly. There's a whole host of drugs, but the side effects are really, really severe. And anybody with fibromyalgia knows that it's so difficult to tolerate medications, which is one thing I actually can do now taking LDN. I can tolerate my medications really well. I can tolerate supplements now really well, and I don't have any side effects from food. So I would say the only thing you could gain by taking it, I don't think you would lose anything by taking it. And this medication's given me my life back. I was very open-minded about it when I started because obviously everybody's symptoms are different and mine was such an exhaustive amount of symptoms, I wasn't sure how much relief I would get, but as you've heard, you know, my life's so very worth living now and I'm just about back to my old self, so I would say to anybody to give it a go because you're not going to lose anything by trying it.
Well, what an amazing inspirational story. And how are your twins?
Oh, they're great now. they know the word fibromyalgia very well, which is quite sad. they know that I'm well now, and I can do things with them and play with them a lot, and there's no issues now with looking after them. I would say we're a normal, healthy family.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. It really is good. Well, I hope you continue to have such good results.
Thank you.
Thank you very
much. Thanks for your help from the LDN Trust.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you very much.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.